Joe P es uno de los nombres que enmarca el cartel del Festival Corona Capital Guadalajara en su cuarta edición. Los días 20 y 21 de mayo, el Valle BFG recibe a más de una treintena de artistas que van a mostrar su trabajo sonoro y, por supuesto, es para nosotros un privilegio poder conversar en esta videollamada con Joe P. Hola, Joe.
Hola.
How are you?
Good, very good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Where are you right now?
I am in my backyard in New Jersey.
you are born and raised there, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
So you, I read that you start making your solo project during the COVID pandemic, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yep. It's a very important that a lot of musicians start make music or make new music during these hard times for everybody. How was for you? What was the most important aspect for you to start making music?
For me, it was, you know, that it was almost like I had nothing to be, you know, when you're a musician, there's a lot of times where you stay home on a Friday night when everyone's partying. There's a lot of times where everyone wants to go to the beach and on a nice sunny day like today, and I just want to be in my basement making music. So you're kind of this, you're kind of freaky, you're kind of weird, you know, to everyone. But during the pandemic, because everyone was stuck, I became normal. I got to just me in my basement playing music wasn't so weird anymore. So it was actually this kind of, for music anyway, a great time because you didn't have to feel like a hermit. You didn't have to feel like you were antisocial by staying home and playing music all day. So it was actually like a perfect setup for that. Still, it was also because it was such a uncertain time and no one knew what was going to happen. It had a lot of this kind of dark energy over the whole thing where you're like, man, this is, you know, you're making music, but also, is the world going to end? You know, what's going on here? So it was a very, very creative time in the sense that you had something to write about every day, because every day you didn't know what tomorrow was going to be or what you were going to see in the news, you know, and so much was happening here with that. So it was actually pretty easy to be inspired, I guess, because, you know, it was just built in to the life every single day.
And the COVID pandemic forced us to think about the present, right? To stop thinking all the time about the future and the things that will happen or the things that have happened and focus on present.
Yes, exactly. It was a blessing and a curse, I think. I think it was great because, you know, it was bad in the sense that, you know, sure, a lot of people got sick and a lot of, you know, bad things happened. But I think also, for the people that were just kind of stuck in their houses, you had to reflect, you know, you had to look in at yourself and figure out, you know, how much do I like my job? How much do I like where I live? How much, you know, because that was, you were now in the middle of all of it. You had to love your house because now you're stuck in it. You know what I mean? So I think in a lot of ways, it helped a lot of people figure out a lot of things about their own lives.
And Joe, how was the process before you play in a band and now you play your solo work? Yeah. How was the transition? Yeah. Was it hard? Was it easy?
It was hard in the sense that, you know, it's your friends, you know, it's like anything else, you know, if you being in a band is one of the most unique experiences because it's 100%, you know, they always say never mix business with pleasure, right? And a band, that's what a band is. The best bands in the world are the greatest mix of literally mostly pleasure because you're all friends and a little bit of business because, you know, you're a band. But, you know, with the pandemic, I think it was pretty mutual as far as, like I just said before, everyone individually looked in at themselves and said, what do I want to do with my life? You know, and so it was four individuals, I think, kind of deciding what the best move is. And then for me, it was, I never imagined anything else, you know, so I didn't know what to do after that. But one day went by and I remember just waking up and thinking, all right, it's going to be okay. You know, nothing's changed for me. I still got to just keep doing the thing that I love to do. And again, I think the pandemic had some help in that, in making me not think about it too much or overthink too much, because it was just like, hey, listen, you know, if you want to stress out about something, you can stress out about the world, but this is nothing. This is tiny. You know what I mean? Where if the pandemic wasn't happening, I might've just harped on it. I might've just sat there and sulked and said, oh, what am I going to do? But there was no time for that. So it was actually a pretty smooth transition into just, hey, let's keep going.
And that was a very important thing for all of us, maybe. Stop overthinking, start making things, right?
Yes, exactly, exactly. Just make stuff, because there's nothing else to do. So there's nothing to complain about, because, you know, we all felt so small, I think, in that time.
I know. So, Joe, you have a few EPs, two EPs that you have released in this time. How different is these two EPs?
The first one, I would say, was literally just me trying to figure out what, you know, because when you're in a band, naturally you create a sound together with your chemistry, and just, you know, the way that guy plays drums and that guy plays guitar forces a sound. But when you're alone, recording a lot of the instruments completely by yourself, I didn't know what that's going to sound like. So the first EP is me, I think, feeling around in the dark for kind of what I wanted to do and being able to step outside of myself and hear myself play music. And then the second one was a little more, I was a little more confident, I think, in knowing what I wanted to sound like, and, you know, still always trying things and experimenting, but it was a lot more of I was a little more sure of myself going into it, as far as this is what I like, this is what I want to be, or I want to sound like. But yeah, so they're different in that way more than anything. And one is during a pandemic and one is after a pandemic.
Yes. Yes. Because in the songs, I found this reference about who you are, how do we feel about our environment, or cities, or neighbors, or friends, or partner. I don't know. There's a lot of feelings in both EP, but more in your second EP. I found that you are like stepping out of your house. Maybe. Yeah. I get that feeling.
Yes, I totally agree. Yes.
And it's very cool that even if you only have two EPs, you can come to play to Mexico to a festival.
Yes, it's amazing. I can't believe it. I'm very excited to be there. So it's going to be very fun.
And I also read that Zane Lowe is your fan.
Yeah, Zane Lowe during the pandemic somehow came across a video of me, and I was coming in the house with groceries, actually. And I just got this notification on my phone that Zane Lowe, you know, reacted or responded to something. And that was weird. That was crazy to see. So it was, again, the pandemic, weird time. But, you know, there was a lot of unintentional good things that seemed to happen.
But during these pandemic times, we realize that we can live without a lot of things, but not without music.
Exactly. No, music is essential.
Absolutely. And you will play your own tour this spring, correct?
Yes. I just got home a few days ago, actually, and it was just amazing, you know, having people show up that knew the songs, and it was mind blowing. So I'm still kind of coming down from that, but now I can't believe I'm going to Mexico to play too. So it's one thing after the next, you know, as far as me trying to grasp reality.
Joe, one of the greatest things about the festival is that we go to see maybe one or two artists, but during the day we find a lot of new bands that we haven't heard, we didn't know about them, and we listen live and we embrace them, we play the songs in our playlist. I don't know, it's the magic of a festival that we can know a lot of bands.
Yeah, it's amazing. I can't wait. It's going to be so cool to be on stage and thinking, wow, I'm all the way in Mexico right now. This is crazy. You know, like, this is amazing. So I'm excited.
And you know that you will increase your fan base from Mexico, right?
Yeah, right. That's the goal. That's what I want. So this is great.
You will have a great time, and you will pick with so amazing artists, correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's always good to be in a festival. It's always good to play music live.
Oh yeah, it's the best, especially outside, you know, like during the day. I think that's what music's kind of meant for at its root, is to be, you know, with a bunch of people. Maybe even outside is the more natural way to experience music in a lot of ways. And so, yeah, I'm excited.
Looking forward to see you here, Joe, in Guadalajara. And what would you do the rest of 2023?
I'm going to record music and write music and just try to get as much released as I possibly can. So I'm on a mission to put out a lot of music.
You are planning to make another EP or maybe a full length?
I think an EP and a full length, yes.
Both.
A little of
Cool.
both.
You have a lot of work to do.
I know I do. It's crazy.
But before all of that, you will play here in Guadalajara, in Corona Capital. You will have a blast here in Guadalajara, that's for
Yeah,
sure. And
absolutely.
I hope you can have a great time here when you visit us.
Yes, I will. I will. Thank you so much.
Congratulations on the EPs, Joe. Sounds amazing. I
Thank you.
understand why
Thank
Saint
you.
Lowe is your fan.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very cool. Joe P, thank you so much for the chat with Rutas Alternas.
Sure. Thank you for having me.